One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about childhood memories that stays with us, like echoes of a dream we can't quite shake. But for some, those memories don't fade. They fester. They crawl into the corners of the mind, whispering that what happened might not have been imagined at all. Tonight, we're diving into a story of a young child trapped in a world of fear, where every shadow seemed alive and every sleepless night brought a new nightmare. A story where the line between the psychological and the paranormal becomes blurred, and the question of what is real and what is not haunts every waking moment. What happens when the ones you trust to protect you are struggling with demons of their own? And what if those demons are more literal than anyone dares to admit? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I don't know if you'll believe this. Most people don't, but these are the things I've carried with me since I was a child, things I can't forget, no matter how much I try. I hope that by sharing this, someone out there might understand or at least know they're not alone. It all started when I was about 5. Back then, we lived in a small trailer at the edge of a Montana forest. It wasn't much, but it was home, or so I thought. My little brother and I shared a room. He was just a toddler then, still innocent, untouched by the fears that kept me awake at night. The dream started the same year my parents began their custody battle. At first, they felt like ordinary bad dreams, dark places, strange noises, the usual things that frighten a kid. But they weren't normal. I know that now. In these dreams, I would feel it, this crushing, suffocating weight. It would pin me to the ground, leaving me frozen, and then the darkness would come. It wasn't just the kind of darkness you get when you turn off the lights. It was alive. It bled into every corner, swallowing everything. It felt heavy, like it had a presence. In the middle of it all, there was something, an outline of a shape, like a cloud of thick smoke. I could feel its hatred. I don't know how to describe it better than that. It hated me, and it wanted me to know. I couldn't scream, I couldn't move, but I could sing. I don't know why I thought of it, but I started singing songs I'd learned in church. It was the only thing I could do. At first, it didn't work. The thing seemed to get closer, its presence pressing down harder. But as I sang louder, it began to retreat. It took everything I had to keep going, but eventually, it disappeared. This wasn't a one-time thing. The dreams came back again and again for weeks. Every time I sang, until my voice was raw, and every time it felt harder to push the thing away. I started dreading bedtime. Even with the lights on, I couldn't escape it. Then, the dreams stopped. Just like that. I thought it was over, but I was wrong. That was when the other things began. The first time it happened, I was lying on my back trying to fall asleep. Suddenly I felt it. Sharp, digging sensations on my spine like someone's fingernails pressing into me. I jumped up, turned on the light, and of course no one was there. This kept happening, night after night. I told my mom, but she just said, "It was my imagination." Looking back, I think my mom was too scared to believe me. She was going through her own struggles then. My dad was out of the picture, and she was drinking a lot. When she drank, the house felt different. Tense, like the air was thicker. My stepdad was a good man, a religious man. He tried to help. He brought in a priest to bless the house. I remember him walking from room to room with holy water, praying. For a while, it seemed to work, but then the plants started spinning on their hooks again. I don't think my stepdad knew everything. I don't think my mom told him about her past, about the things she had dabbled in when she was younger. I didn't know all the details back then, but I knew enough to sense that whatever was happening, it wasn't just random. One night, something happened that I'll never forget. I was taking a bath when I noticed the washcloth hanging on the edge of the tub start to move. At first, I thought it was just sliding off, but then it floated, hovering in front of my face. I froze. I wanted to scream, but my voice wouldn't come out. The washcloth hung there for what felt like forever before it suddenly dropped into the water. My mom said it was nothing. She always said it was nothing, but I could see it in her eyes. She was scared, too. It wasn't just me. Things happened to her, too, though she wouldn't admit it outright. When she drank too much, things would break. Coffee pots, glasses, even picture frames would shatter without anyone touching them. My stepdad said it was just bad luck, but I wasn't so sure. I'll never forget the night I heard the toy phone ringing. You know the kind. The cheap plastic ones kids play with. It was in the middle of the night and the sound jolted me awake. At first I thought my brother was playing with it, but he was sound asleep in his crib. The phone kept ringing and something compelled me to pick it up. When I did, all I heard was static. And then faintly, a voice. It was garbled like someone talking underwater. I couldn't make out the words, but it felt familiar. A few days later, I found out my grandmother had died. I still wonder if it was her trying to say goodbye. These were the moments that defined my childhood. They left marks on me, marks I still carry. I'll stop here for now, but there's more to tell. If you're ready, I'll share what came next, the things that happened when we moved and the secrets I began to uncover about my mom. Writing this down has been strange. Reliving these memories feels like opening a door I've spent my whole life trying to close. But you need to know what came next. When I was about 8, my mom decided we needed a fresh start. We packed up and moved to a small house in a quiet Montana town. It felt like a chance to leave everything behind, but the things that followed us didn't care about new beginnings. The first night in the new house, I heard footsteps. They started in the hallway outside my room and stopped just outside my door. At first, I thought it was my mom or stepdad checking on me. But when I called out, there was no answer. I got up, opened the door, and looked down the hall. It was empty. The footsteps became a regular occurrence. Sometimes they'd stop at my door. Other times they'd wander into the kitchen, where I'd hear the sound of cabinets opening and closing. My mom said it was just the house settling, but I knew better. One night I was lying in bed when I felt a cold breath on the back of my neck. I turned over, expecting to see my brother or stepdad playing a trick on me. But there was nothing there, just the dim glow of my nightlight casting shadows on the walls. It was around this time that I started seeing the shadow. It wasn't like the cloud from my dreams. This was different. It was shaped like a person, but it wasn't solid. It would appear in the corner of my room, just standing there, watching. When I'd blink, it would vanish. The worst encounter happened when I was 9. My mom and stepdad had gone out for the evening, leaving me to babysit my little brother. It was late, and he had already gone to bed. I was sitting on the couch watching TV when the lights flickered. At first, I thought it was just a power surge, but then the TV turned off by itself. The room was silent except for the faint sound of breathing, deep, slow breathing that wasn't mine. I looked toward the hallway and saw it, the shadow figure. It was standing at the end of the hall, its head tilted as if it were studying me. I couldn't move, I couldn't breathe, and then it started walking toward me. I don't remember much of what happened next. I must have blacked out, because the next thing I knew, my mom was shaking me awake. She said she found me curled up on the couch, clutching a pillow and crying. I tried to tell her what happened, but she wouldn't listen. She just said, I'd had a bad dream, but it wasn't a dream. Not long after that, I began to piece together some of the things my mom had tried to keep hidden. One night, after she had had a little too much to drink, she told me about her past. When she was younger, she and some friends had experimented with things they didn't understand. Ouija boards, seances, and worse. She laughed it off like it was no big deal. But I knew better. I could see the fear in her eyes, the way her voice trembled when she talked about it. I think she knew, deep down, that whatever she'd done back then had opened a door that never closed. After that, the activity in the house grew more intense. Objects would disappear and reappear in strange places. Lights would turn on and off by themselves. My stepdad tried everything, prayers, blessings, even smudging the house with sage. But nothing worked. One night I woke up to find my brother standing in the middle of the room staring at the wall. He was too young to understand what was happening, but I'll never forget what he said when I asked him what he was doing. "They're watching," he whispered. "Who's watching?" I asked. "The ones in the dark." We moved again, not long after that. My mom said it was because of her job, but I think she just wanted to escape. The new house was quieter, but the shadows never really went away. I don't know what's worse, the things I've seen or the questions that haunt me. Was this all just in my head? Or was it something real, something my family couldn't escape no matter where we went? I still don't have the answers. All I know is that these experiences shaped who I am. They made me question everything I thought I knew about the world and about myself. Thank you for giving me a chance to share my story. I hope it helps someone out there feel less alone. Sincerely, Bobby. Stories like this remind us of how fragile the boundary is between the world we know and the one we don't. What begins as a series of childhood nightmares can evolve into something far more sinister, leaving us questioning where the line lies between imagination, trauma, and reality. The experiences shared here reflect something that resonates with so many who've encountered the unexplainable. Was this family's turmoil feeding into a shared sensitivity to paranormal forces? Or were these events a manifestation of psychological stress, perhaps the weight of a fractured household and an unspoken history catching up to them? And then there's the shadow, a recurring presence intelligent enough to evoke fear, but elusive enough to leave no tangible proof. Could it have been the result of the mother's youthful experiments, a door open to something darker that never fully closed? For those who believe in the paranormal, this story could serve as a cautionary tale, a reminder that some actions, no matter how innocent they seem at the time, may invite forces beyond our understanding. For skeptics, it's a chilling look at how the human mind processes fear and stress, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. But here's the thought I can't shake. What if it's both? What if trauma and fear amplify what's already there, making us more vulnerable to forces we're not equipped to face? Either way, these experiences leave us wondering if something was watching them. Is it still watching now? That's where we leave it tonight. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and as always, keep your lights on.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.